Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
We're back on Chicago's Afternoon News. Steve Bertrand here on 720 WGN. All right, I think it was yesterday, wasn't it? It was National Teachers Day, and we were asking the crowd here who their favorite teacher was. Kevin brought up his football coach, the coach of Hersey High School.
Coach Pardon.
Coach Pardon has been on the show before. And then I get home and read that Coach Rich Zanani from Bishop McNamara High School announced that he's going to retire. This is his last full season as a solo coach. He'll be a co-head coach as he eases things into retirement next fall. He has been the head coach, Kevin, since way before you were born, 46 years.
Wow.
He's been at the school for 50 and five state titles. I went to Bishop McNamara, and I knew Z then, so it's a pleasure to welcome him to the show. Coach, how are you?
I'm great, Steve. Hey, thanks for having me on.
Well, it's nice to talk to you. It's been a long time. Listen, I got to tell you a story first. So, you know, my wife, I married, she's from Morris. And Dan Darlington, right? Is that it?
Yeah.
And McNamara, when I was in high school, I think it would have been 80 or 81, you guys had a home playoff game against Morris. You lost. But Sharon was at that game in Kankakee. So the two of us, 10, 15 years before we ever met, were at a high school football game together.
No kidding. Oh, my.
And those are the sort of stories I would imagine you hear over 50 years of being a football coach.
Yeah. I have a million stories, and I can give a whole chapter on our Morris-McNamara rivalry, as you know.
Yeah, well, they played dirty.
Danny and I were good competitors, and Danny and I were actually good friends. So
so tell me about the process of arriving at the decision to retire and to ease into this after coaching next fall.
Well, Steve, Jane and I have talked about it for a couple of years. You know, there's always been some things we haven't been able to do, travel in the fall up the East Coast. We haven't done that. We want to maybe get to Ireland someday, which I guess I need to talk to you about that.
I can help you with that, Coach. Yeah.
Yeah, I know you can. We want to try to do some of those things. And I didn't want to just leave without setting it up. So I've looked around and got one of my coaches, or players, actually, Alan Root, who played at Northern, to come in as my assistant and primed him a little bit. He's going to take over. And my assistant coaches, Steve, you know, it's a very unique place. I have assistant coaches that are, you know, Kurt Bilal from Notre Dame and Mike Vickery from Northwestern and Allen and Crosley from Northern. I've got guys from, and most of my coaches don't get paid. I mean, we just don't have the money for that. So, and they don't need the money, and they don't care for it, but they are going to be full-time coaches. It's a unique situation, and I'm blessed to have that.
Well, a Hall of Famer for high school football coaches, five championships, as I said. It had to be emotional when you told the kids.
You know, we had a banquet real quick because of this COVID season. They were already playing baseball 2 weeks, you know, before we quit playing football, and so we had a banquet, you know, in a hurry, and I told the coaches I was going to tell the kids, and I wasn't going to break down because, you know, this is it. And I hadn't told anybody before that, so I started to tell them, and I broke down. So it didn't work. I actually did break down, but they gave me an ovation, and I got up and got through it.
Well, I know the stadium's already named after you. I think they're going to have to tear down that statue of St. Patrick out front and put up one of you.
Yeah, that'll be the day. No, you know, they got some great plans over there to redo the stadium and in the field in the future. So things are going well at Mac.
Well, you know, this isn't just about me and my history there and about you, but there's been so much talk about relationship between teachers and coaches and students. And do you have any, when I was texting my brother Scott about talking to you today, he said, make sure you say thank you. He didn't play football. I didn't play football there, but you have touched thousands of people in your 50 years at the school, and I hope you feel that. I hope you feel that coming back to you. Do you?
I really appreciate that. I really do. And I learned a long time ago that if you're going to coach, you need to respect your kids, You need to treat them correctly. And if you respect them and treat them right, and then they're gonna respect you, you're going to have something going with them. And it isn't for me, it's for them. And the coaching profession is really good. I mean, there's so many good, you know, and it isn't just football, but coaches all over the state. But I know the football coaches more than anything. And there's coaches around this area that are really quality guys. There's coaches. When we joined the Chicago Catholic League, that really boosted our program, because mm-hmm. we got into that league. I was kind of worried if we were going to get in over our head, and we actually did really, really well. But I mean, I was in that meeting with, you know, Catholic League guys with, you know, like Tommy Winnecke and Frank Lenti and, you know, the late John Horster and then now John Holacek and Matt Sefner and so many quality guys. And it's good for the kids and good for the community. And Steve, you know, one thing about McNamara is that we got to work hard over there to make ends meet. Yeah. So it's a parental involvement thing. And like your parents, Ken and Eloise, they work their tail off at Madcaps and at the auction and things like that. Everyone wants to get involved. Everyone wants to help out. And our facilities are really good because the parents do it. And the gymnasium is really good. Parents have done a lot of that. The baseball field is really good now. And we just did a new softball field. And we're really happy with the facilities. And it's all because of the parents.
Well, so, you know, we talk a lot about it, and I just did, about the influence you have on the kids. It's a two-way street, though. Tell me about how the kids have influenced you in your life over these 50 years.
Well, okay, quick story. My first year out of Northern, I went to taught at Sheridan Prison. That was my first job. It was a maximum security. It's located in Sheridan, Illinois, halfway between DeKalb and Ottawa. And I was a teacher there, got hired there, and I brought in Dave Rafe with me, who had graduated.
Yeah, yeah.
And he needed a job, so him and I, he was in the classroom and I was in the gym. They put me in the gym because I was a bigger guy, and that's where all the fights were. So I was in the gym and he was in the classroom. And you know, Steve, that's maximum security. There was the worst crimes in the Chicago area. And a funny thing happened. I kind of liked those kids because I got to know them, and I had four or five of them work for me in the gym. And it's like, man, these kids never had a chance. And so I thought if I could, you know, I couldn't stay there forever, but if I could make a difference in education with kids and, you know, the ones that are on the fence, make good decisions. And I talk to our kids about that all the time. I mean, it just takes one stupid decision and you can end up in some big time trouble. So that had an effect on me. And you're not going to save everybody, but we have a good, I think, a reputation of helping a ton of kids, and we get, you know, a lot of kids come back to see us, and it really makes us proud.
Yeah, that's a great story. I had not heard that before, Rich. And, you know, that's a story, and that would have been in the 60s, right?
It was 1969-70, okay. And Steve, I coached in that prison football, basketball, and baseball. I was assistant football coach. Leroy Adams was the head football coach. We went from cell to cell, recruiting kids, and everybody wanted to play because they wanted to get out of its maximum security lockdown. And we actually played like LaSalle Peru JVs and Ottawa JVs, and it was a blast. I mean, those kids were so much fun. And and I saw where, you know, athletics really got those kids together. The mix of the kids and everything like that was, I lived the longest yard before that movie was ever made.
Well, you know, but I mean, I ask you because, you know, that's the same thing that's going on today. We talk to people who help kids out in the poor kids in parts of the inner city neighborhoods, and all they need are guys like you who met them at the Sheridan Prison in 1970, people who believe in them, show them respect, and help show them the way. You did that in prison, and you certainly did it for decades in Kankakee at Bishop McNamara. I just wanted to publicly say, for thousands of other people, thank you for that. And you've had such an influence on so many people, and you know, they appreciate it. And I'm sure we could say that for dozens of coaches and teachers around the state these days, but you're the guy whose phone number I had, so I just wanted to share that with you today.
Well, listen, thank you very much, Steve, and we're pretty proud of you too, my man.
Well,
you and Scott And you guys are special. McNamara graduates, so we're proud of you.
That's kind of you to say. I hope to see you soon, okay? Oh, get this. So I see Mike DeBetta every once in a while.
No, you don't.
Yeah, he lives by my parents. I try to stay away, but he keeps finding me.
Right, he lives by your parents.
Yeah, a former teacher as well and a coach. All right, Rich, be well.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
You bet. You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News.